Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave, Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I am talking to Dr. Baratwa. After a long time, Dr. Baratwa Moema is on the line, on the show. Welcome back. I know you have a busy schedule. Blessings to you and welcome to the show.
Blessings to you, to my beloved brother, Pastor Ray, and also to the Radio Pulpit listeners. It's been forever, but it is an absolute pleasure to be back on this media platform.
I'm happy. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I'm happy you are. And really? I know the benefits that are there. I know. You know, the anointing that is upon your life is just amazing with regards to this. Now, we are talking about the value of assertiveness. Now, one has to really find out as to what does being assertive mean before one can really go to the value of it.
Like I was saying
to you off air, that, you know, much of the times when people speak about assertiveness, they speak about it from a perspective of their personal experience. Maybe they don't speak about it as a concept, but they speak about it from the perspective of maybe something had been happening to them. Maybe they've been oppressed in their marriage and all that and stuff and stuff. From the perspective of gender and all that, they speak from that angle. Then it isolates those who are a bit distant from their experience. But when one speaks about it as a concept that has to relate with everyone, something that has to be innate innate to everyone else, then people start to really come across and say, okay, this is what it is. This is how I go about it. What comes to mind when we speak about assertiveness? What do we imply?
Okay, Maruti. Starting with the term being assertive. What does it mean to me as an individual or any other person who has not gone through other people's experiences? Being assertive means communicating with others in a direct as well as honest manner without intentionally hurting anyone's feelings. And now, having said that, what does the term assertiveness refer to? The term refers assertiveness, according to the dictionary definition, means the quality of being self-assured and confident without being aggressive to defend a right point of view or a relevant statement.
I like it.
I hope I'm communicating.
Yes. Very much. When you say it is a manner in which someone says this is he or she talks directly without actually having to
harm others.
And the intention is not malice. But the directness is also related to the truthfulness of the matter of that person's articulation.
Exactly.
And then the final aim of it is the truth.
Yes.
You know, and it is also a mode that is used by parents when they speak to their children, you know, when they intervene into their children. You know, for us to be able to produce kids that become great, you know, they qualify, they graduate, they become doctors and all that. It is because of the
responsible.
Yes,
they become responsible as well. Yes.
It's because we have been using an intervention of assertiveness upon them to speak directly to them, to say to them, this is how it is, you know?
Absolutely.
Now, When we speak of it, many people would say we are being harsh. When we, this is one aspect of it. Assertiveness is mistaken for harshness at times because one speaks direct. But also, assertiveness is also taken in as a form of disrespect by those who are older than us, and perhaps we are addressing an issue. They would say, okay, your direct talk is an indication of disrespect. Those that you intervene into, they say it's harsh. Those who are your peers, they would say it's arrogance. What's your take on this?
From what you've just mentioned, I would say one has to differentiate between being aggressive or being passive or being assertive, because they mean, you know, different things altogether, Morodi. Let me also add onto that to say assertiveness is a skill. And also assertiveness is a method. Am I still audible, Morodi?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Now, having said that assertiveness is a skill or can be seen as a skill and can also be seen as a method, you know, you learn the skill. And the skill is also taught to others.
Yeah.
You know? So as a skill, assertiveness is a form of a skill of communication that can be taught, like I've just mentioned, or one can look at it as a skill that can be effectively learned. You can learn it from others as well.
Yes.
Yes. And as a method, assertiveness can be seen as a method of critical thinking. You apply critical thinking, you apply creative thinking, where an individual speaks up in defense of their view. And we are using this skill to do what, this method to do what, to build others up.
Now, in the settings of ministry, and we look at the Messiah, others would say, who is this that speaks with such authority? Even the weather, even nature listens to him. What kind of assertiveness is that? And if it is learned, how do we learn it?
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
You have just given an example of the Messiah, you know, Yahushua HaMashiach.
Hallelujah.
You know, as our point of reference.
Hallelujah.
He was a communicator, you know. That is one of the benefits of being assertive, right? There is no missing of words by him. That's why people could not even understand the kind of a person they were dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, he meant what he said, and he said what he meant.
Yeah.
You know, without fear, without favor. You know, I can even refer to the book of Matthew 11:29.
Yeah.
You know, when I say he meant what he said, and he said what he meant, you know, without mincing words. In the book of Matthew 11:29, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. You know?
Yes.
He was communicating with others in a direct and honest manner without intentionally hurting anyone's feelings. Whoever wanted to be heard, they were being heard, you know, on their own accord. You know? He was assertive in that he never felt victimized. Or did he ever say, you know, the way they're treating me, I feel victimized? No. He never doubted or questioned his own judgment. You know, he never resented anyone, even though we had the likes of Sadducees, and Pharisees, who were always, claiming to plot against him, you know?
Yeah.
He never ever stressed about anything except only on one occasion when he was at the at Gethsemane. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
With his three disciples. And even so, he knew that he was doing his Father's will.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jesus, as our point of reference, he never had desires to exact revenge, because he knew that he came here on earth to serve the purpose of reconciling humanity back to the Father in heaven. So we need to know our purpose in order for us, to exact that value of being assertive, or value of assertiveness, sorry.
Mm. It's amazing. It is amazing. And him as a point of reference really puts it across, and as one would say, in today's speech, he dangerously put it there. He said it as it should be said, and without fear nor favor. Now, when we come back, I'd like us to touch on exemplary moments of assertiveness. Do we still see this amongst those who lead, those who preach the gospel, those who coach, those who educate? Because if this becomes lost somehow, then our kind of attitude and approach with regards to teaching and with regards to leading becomes corrupted.
Absolutely.
It becomes softened to a particular aspect, so that other issues will never be addressed. They will stand in as pillars. When we come back, we'll look into that.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za, or call me on 012-334-1265, and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave. I'm talking to Dr. Baratwa, and she is putting it across as it is. And when she makes reference to Yahushua HaMashiach, I actually wanted to stand on my chair here in the studio and just dance. Because if it is any form of pure assertiveness, it is found in the Christ. When he speaks, it is just amazing. When he speaks, it is just amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, Professor Chrisel in the University of Cape Town, many, many years ago, I think as far back as the early 80s, he describes Yahushua HaMashiach. They refer to him as Jesus Christ, but we know it's Yahushua HaMashiach. He describes him as the truest of the personification of what a teacher can be, and in such a way that in all creation then and now, there is no one who is as articulate and as assertive as the Christ has been. And he says, and he only did this mainly in the 3 years of his teaching. He did this and he spoke, and then in what has been said with regards to him, and in the records of what he has said, he continues to echo even what many who are learned today, speaking in the 1990s, are not able to even come to 10% of what he was about. Now, when we speak, therefore, of assertiveness, do we still find it amongst those who preach? Do we still find it amongst those who speak about Yahushua HaMashiach? They say he is the king of their lives and their savior. And in rebuking, in correcting, in recommending, in commendations, in appreciations, in guiding, and also in the manner of laying a philosophy of life, in commentating about the direction of a society, we see Christ was very much articulate on those issues and very much assertive. In the ministry, even far much more and clearer. How about us today, Dr. Barata?
You really are provoking me. Wow. Wow. And I will talk from my own observation, and probably I'm talking, you know, for others as well.
Yeah.
You know, regarding what is happening in our ministries today.
Yeah.
You know, we see so much aggression, Moody.
Mm.
Why am I saying we see so much aggression going on, you know, in the local assembly, you know, by our beloved pastors and prophets and this and that?
Mm.
Remember, yeah, we are talking about people who are looking at, you know, self-gratification than edifying the body of Christ, you know, and glorifying Yahuwah Elohim here.
Mm.
You know, they are aggressive in that they express themselves with aggression and so much anger. They are always irritated.
Eish.
You know, they are shouters. They speak loudly, you know, without substance.
Mm.
You know, when I say they are shouters or they speak loudly without substance, and like when it comes to you know, dividing the word of God, rightly so.
Yes,
it is for their own benefit, rather than for the benefit of the kingdom of his dear son, you know.
Mm.
They put their own needs first.
Ahead.
Yes. And their aim is to win, you know, always win for themselves than winning for the kingdom of God.
Sure. So there's no assertiveness in any way whatsoever.
There's no assertiveness in,
It looks like I'm provoking
it.
Yeah.
You know, there isn't an iota of assertiveness in them.
Yo.
Yeah.
Now, this is quite sad to hear. And this is exactly what the devil wants. As long as there is no direct address, you know, there won't be redress with regards to sin. He knows, the devil knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Then instead of freedom, there will be license. Assertiveness in terms of our definition, and as in the way you put it, is a means of putting across a life principle, discipline.
Exactly.
And if that is not there, and those who are pastoring and leading are devoid of it, as you said, there's no iota. If that is not there, then we are grooming ministries that are without discipline, which means without the conduct of the law of the Most High. And then we are breeding rebellious, aren't we?
That's so much, that hence we are experiencing so much rebellion, you know, in the house of God.
Now, when it comes to other moments of assertiveness, we also see those who basically think that assertiveness is when you basically speak of people's scandals on the pulpit. And they really miss it because assertiveness has to do with what is the truth, just like Peter did. And people themselves were cut in their hearts by the Spirit of the Father, you know, because of what he had said. Assertiveness implies that. It does not imply the noise that we see. I was talking to some people in some radio summit, and I said to those who are preaching on air, why do you start, when you start talking nicely, and then from there you are so high, we have to adjust levels because you are now shouting and all those kinds of things and stuff. And they said, no, that is being assertive. But it is not. Somewhat, somehow, here we see a second group of people who mean well, thinking that they are being assertive, but they are missing it. What's your take?
Exactly, Moruti. I don't even know how to go about that one, because at the end of the day, if one tends to speak loudly, you know, the audience end up missing what is being communicated to them. They miss it.
Yeah. Sure. And we somewhat, somehow seem to have gone with the notion that assertiveness means also the quotation of many verses without the living word. I've seen those who talk like lecturers at a theological department, you know, they would be quoting all those kind of things and stuff, which is good. It's academic. It's good. But they would be speaking in that way. And the Messiah, amazingly, was very simple, yet so highly assertive. What is it that we miss here, Dr. Barato? Maybe you know.
Maruti, this church has actually groomed motivational speakers rather than, you know, the ambassadors of the kingdom of God. That's why you don't even see now people being rebuked for doing wrong. We are now looking at prosperity gospel rather than the gospel of Yahushua HaMashiach. And I mentioned that, you know, there's an aim to win, but to win for wrong reasons. And like the leaders, you know, in those churches are actually looking at their own needs first. What is there to gain, you know, from their congregation, rather than the kingdom of God gaining, you know, from their teaching.
This is quite sad, because I believe that, sure, it looks like we need to go back to a seminar of being told that we are not saying it right, you know. Like people who work for a sales company, they are always brought back because they go with reports into how they make presentations. And each and every time when they are brought back, there is a honing, a polishing of the manner in which they make presentations. Because you can go into a car dealer and end up buying a car that you never thought you would own. Because these guys can really talk. But hey, when it comes to us, it's something else. When we come back, let's touch on the issue of effects. If we are not assertive, what happens?
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Did you know you can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want?
Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, any place. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit. I'm talking to Dr. Barato Amuyema. You can follow her on Facebook and see what she is about. And if you want to have an undiluted attitude towards the Messiah and about the gospel, really follow her and see what is happening. You will thank me later. Now, Dr. Barato, much of the times we also see that this lack of true assertiveness has gone on into people replacing it with, you know, this authoritarian occultism or dictatorships. And we see cults coming out. Yet the direct articulations of the Messiah did not formulate cults. Actually, people were leaving him. Instead of bending around him, because he could see what was in them, and he did not allow them to worship him, but to worship the one who has sent him, as he would always say, that he has come to do the will of him who has sent him. And his articulations were around those points. And being as assertive as it is, he speaks to his mother in a way that you would think he is disrespectful. When his mother says to him, "Hey, why nea mo ifedile
mona?" Yes.
And then he says, "Woman, why my are you doing? My time has not come." But you know, okay. For instance, I did not understand it for quite a long time, and maybe it's because I don't have a mother, so I don't have an idea how would one speak to a mother like that. But when I started studying and so on, hey, a person can speak to their mother like this because uhudile ing. But also, they can speak to their mother like this because they know their mother is trying to expose something more bona ahead of time. E lung hore asenako e yena abonang hore ibe yona.
Absolutely, yes.
But now the mother says something powerful in response. He says to the people there, the workers, we call them waiters today. There, he says, whatever he says to you,
do it. Yes.
You know, the thing about assertiveness is that it can repel a lot of people. And then it needs people to actually be conditioned before, like Mary conditioned the people and said, "Hey, ntemuna bolelang le ireng." And then the father says, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Hear him." Assertiveness goes together with that, because then whatever it is that he speaks in the light of what the father has instructed. And people are taking the instruction of the father and they listen. Good enough. And then now when we don't have assertiveness, people depart from the way without actually departing from the leader. They depart from the truth without actually departing from their affiliation to a particular leader. And we see that in many instances, that others had gone on to tell people that their articulations are divine and heavenly. Whatever they say is fresh from the mouth of God. I've heard many people saying that. And then they would say to people, "Close your eyes," and then, "Eba tubabula matlo muruti hating."
Bengera people.
Yeah, and people around say, eh, ne hona le le rumo he le tswaletse mat le motsere. Eh, and people think that those guys are assertive, but it's just deception. Assertiveness really strikes deep into the divining of the bone and the marrow to an extent that the flesh would always want to rebel. What's your take on that?
Yeah. Inability to be assertive. I mean, you have touched on that, you know. We have clearly defined the term, you know, assertiveness as the ability to speak up for ourselves in a way that is honest and respectful.
Yeah.
Now, you have also touched on, you know, the deception that is going on in certain churches, which are actually not even churches of God, but they are occultic churches, you know, where people are being victimized, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, victimization comes with, I said earlier when we were talking about, you know, Christ as our point of reference.
Yeah.
Now, when you become victimized, you end up doubting yourself. You know, you end up doubting your own judgment. You end up doubting even the word of God that you are supposed to be relying on, you know. And because these leaders, you know, who are deceptive, who are manipulative, are looking to go and gain from, you know, the so-called sheep. They end up putting so much stress in their congregation. And what does that then lead to, Morut? That leads to people now leaving, you know, leaving God because they are angry. They are angry. But are those leaders being led by God, or are they being led by other spirits, you know?
Sure.
Have they been led by God? Yes. No. Muruti, let me quickly go to, the traits of an assertive person, and I'm going to quote a scripture on this one.
Yes,
yes. Yes. Those that look like sheep, but they are covered by what?
Yeah.
The wolf skin.
Mm-hmm.
Or they are wolves rather covered by sheep skin. I'm sorry about that.
Yes.
James chapter number 1, verse 19. It reads as follows, and I'm using the AMP version, right? It says, "Understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear. Be a careful or thoughtful listener, as Christ was, right? Slow to speak, a speaker of carefully chosen words, and slow to anger, showing, you know, the characteristics of patience, reflection, and reflective, and also being forgiving." All right. And from this passage alone, you can see that assertive individuals are good listeners. Everyone be quick to hear.
Yes.
Be a careful and thoughtful listener.
Yes.
They respect the opinions of others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Instead of being bullied to do things, you know, that are outside the will of God, you know. You have to respect what others opinions or views are, you know.
Yeah.
Hence, why must be slow to speak? A speaker of carefully chosen words.
Mm-hmm.
Assertive people have the ability to validate others' feelings.
Yeah.
Hence, one has to be slow to anger. Be patient with others.
Yes.
in terms of rebuking people, and you see Hori are not changing, rather than being arrogant, you know, and showing them Hori away. Now you are the boss, you are the one who's been called, and they are not called.
Mm.
And yet we need to learn from each other,
Ish.
You know, as the children of God.
Yes. Sure. I hear you quite well. I hear you quite well. When we come back, the final thought on this issue, the very perspective, you know, and I like that you also touched on the attributes. And you say these are quick to listen, you know. In other words, slow to anger also. And when their speech comes out, it is seasoned with salt, you know. Though it be articulate, it is seasoned with salt. Though someone may not hear it then, because they might take offense. Later on, they turn back and say, no, man, you know, Mara, hi, man. Why is it Dr. Barato Antenna working it? You know? Because their words are seeds. They sprout. Also, as big trees that reach the heavens. When we come back, we touch on the final thought.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Coming to the final part of the matter, and usually we do recommendations, which would show also, you know, the purpose and the value of what we are talking about, and in this case, assertiveness. Dr. Barata, what's the purpose? What's the value? What do you recommend, finally?
Now, looking at the value of assertiveness, the benefits of assertiveness,
yes.
Right? I am actually even looking at one scripture here from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, verse 15. Which speaks about speaking the truth in love.
Yeah.
We are to grow in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, back to the value of assertiveness. We spoke about, you know, being exposed certain circumstances in our churches or occultic churches which end up making people, you know, to be stressed or even leaving God, you know. Being assertive can actually help one to gain a sense of empowerment. Remember, here we're talking about direct communication, and you are communicating, you know, the truth, you know, in your direct communication. So one is able to gain a sense of empowerment, and being assertive creates honest relationships, and not relationships that are based on lies, on pretense, on one-sided compromises. Being assertive makes one to understand as well as recognize your feelings as an individual, and feelings of others, all right? And being assertive keeps, or rather helps one to keep people from taking advantage of you. You can recognize a wolf, you know, inside a sheepskin from afar. And it can also help one from acting like a bully to others. If you like bullying other people, learn the skill of being assertive, you know.
Mm, So, now, finally, we also see in many instances people who really go on and they say, well, that is how I am. They justify their harshness. And they say, that is how I am. They justify their bullying. They say, that's how I am. They justify their pretense and say, no, it's actually who I really am. What would you say finally to such or about such? Or to warn us?
I'm a bully, or I'm always angry, or I'm always fighting people by lokori, you know, they don't do what I want them to do.
Ephesians
chapter number 4, verses 26 to 27 speaks about being angry. Yes, you can be angry. Do not speak. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. Don't demonstrate your level of aggression on other people, you know, because Christ himself was not aggressive. Emulate him, you know. Apostle Paul says, emulate Christ. Oh, emulate me as I emulate who? Christ. Emulate him. Let us demonstrate, or rather, show people what the image of God means to them. If God says, "I have created humans in our own image," you know, because He was talking to Yahushua Mashiach, He was talking to the Holy Spirit to say, "Let us create, you know, people in our own image."
Yeah.
No rebellion, no lies, no deception, no manipulation, but being this, being assertive, you know.
Yes, sure. I get you. Now, we are coming to the end of it, and I want to thank you. I want to appreciate the time. It's just amazing how the hour has just run. Thank you so much, Dr. Barata. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Maruti. Thanks for giving me this opportunity. Like I said, even at the beginning, that I really appreciate it, and I'm hoping to have more of these sessions with you.
Actually, I am hoping that. I know how busy you are. I am hoping that, and I pray that the Father should just squeeze me favorably in your schedules so that we'll be able to do this. How do people get hold of you?
Well, you have given them my Facebook page, which is Barata Moema. They can also contact me on my direct line. I don't mind. But please let them not abuse, you know, my kindness.
Let's keep it on Facebook, you know, that they speak to you on Facebook.
Thank you
so much.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You're welcome, sir.
Blessings to you, and we talk again the coming time.
Thanks, Maruti.
All right, then. That is Dr. Barata. We'll be touching base with her the coming week. Thank you for listening. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's none like Him. By His Ruach Hadesh, He continues to lead us into truth. We appreciate Him. We appreciate you. Thank you and good night.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.